yes. KX935, the Mowglis are here. Hello, Mowglis.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Oh, I'm so happy to see you guys.
Oh, we're so happy to see you. Oh, Thanks for having us here.
You guys are, like, amazing to me.
Oh,
Do you know, I feel guilty.
Why?
Because you're a love machine and a music machine and a thing. And you do so much good stuff out in the world.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're trying. We'd like to do more, ideally, at some point.
Oh, don't feel guilty about that. That's just Jewish guilt.
We feel guilty, too. Yeah, Catholic, Jewish.
Guilt. It's all the same.
Oh, yeah. No, wait a minute. The Catholics, they've got shame, isn't it?
Shame, guilt, all of it.
Yeah, is it
all of it.
I mean, we all do, you know.
But yeah, we definitely want to do more, and we appreciate that you said that. Yeah, you shouldn't feel guilty, though.
Very nice words.
Yeah.
I know, I'm being British. I'm being slightly ironic, but there is some truth in what I'm saying.
Well, at least you're expressing your feelings, which a lot of Brits, you know, don't.
Oh, I'm highly, very medicated.
Oh,
any
okay.
Any Britishness, it's just the accent is left. That's all that's left.
Oh, man.
But you guys, not only are you a great band, and we'll play music coming up, but the activist thing is so awesome. Because I, as an old fart, think that, you know, it's all over. Like, the young people, all they care about is Xbox.
Thanks. Well, you know, it's like a... It's really... They do care about Xbox.
X something else,
but,
too, but
yeah. It's really a simple...
Watch out. Easy. Family show.
Men, X-Men, that's what I was talking about. I don't know what you're thinking.
We just want people to feel good. Just to feel good. Yeah. That's it. That's the message. We want people to feel good and be happy so that... The world can be a little nicer.
If they leave the show feeling great, they go out and do better things for the world, and it's just a cyclical love machine thing that happens.
Yeah.
Right, but you not only do you sing about love and about a passion for sort of a universal feeling of making people feel good and blah, 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 but you're out there doing stuff. You do charitable stuff, I noticed.
Yeah, we hope so. We had a tour this last year. It's called the Random Acts of Kindness Tour, and we kind of linked up with food banks in each city we went to and inspired people, hopefully, to bring canned goods to shows as a, you know, some venues gave a discount, some venues kind of, it was free with a couple of canned goods, just to kind of, because it's easy, you know, just going in your pantry and grabbing something that could change somebody else's day or night is a really easy thing that we don't ever think about. So we just kind of want to remind people how easy it is to help. Like, you know, you're saying all this, but it's not like, I feel like we don't even feel like we do that much stuff. It's just, it's really easy just to have your pop-up show be at a food bank instead of a park, or just to invite people to bring canned goods because they have them in their house.
Here's the thing. The fact that you think to do it, it's about focusing people's attention, because you're out in the media and you've got yourself in an enviable position to be able to be on TV sometimes and certainly do shows in front of a lot of people. And the fact that you focus on that stuff, to me, instead of your own personal sort of ego,